Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
Thank you for joining us for day two of our lesson, What's New at the Zoo? Well, yesterday you learned about what's new at a zoo, the Singapore Zoo. Of course, there is a night safari there as well. We're going to learn about two more zoos today. And this just makes me ask, I know many of you have been to zoos before. What is your favorite zoo? Nathaniel, what's your favorite zoo?
Well, I really enjoyed the Disney park called Animal Kingdom. They have many animals that you can see, but they also have some rides and shows that you can go to as well.
Carolyn, what about you? What's your favorite zoo so far?
Well, so far, I've been to quite a few, but my favorite is the Taipei Zoo because you can get very close to the animals in their enclosures.
Right on. Well, my favorite zoo so far was one I went to in Weihai, or near Weihai in China, and it was quite interesting because it was on the mountain, but also right next to the sea. And so there were animals of all kinds there, really kind of in their natural habitat, where they would naturally be anywhere. Well, it's time for us to continue learning with our first reading for the day.
What's new at the zoo? The Philadelphia Zoo. The Philadelphia Zoo, America's first zoo, has attempted to recreate the traveling that animals do in the wild. The treetop trail, a 700-foot elevated passageway, allows monkeys to wander outside their enclosure. The Great Ape Trail, also above park visitors' heads, allows the orangutans to see over large areas of the park. The trails provide engaging experiences for the animals and allow people to observe the animals in new ways. Additional trails are planned. Children 1 to 11 can have a memorable birthday party at the zoo featuring a fun and educational presentation.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Today, we'll be continuing our article on what some zoos around the world offer to visitors who want to see animals up close. Let's look at our key words for the day. Elevated. Elevated is an adjective. The elevated walkway makes it easy to get around the city. Presentation. Presentation is a noun. Dan will give a one-hour presentation on Chinese culture. Overnight. Overnight is an adjective. Susan took an overnight trip to New York City. Romp. Romp is a verb. The puppies like to romp and play in the park. Our more information word is recreate. Recreate is a verb. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, we've just finished listening about the Philadelphia Zoo, and it sounds like a very interesting zoo to go to. In the first sentence, we see the Philadelphia Zoo, America's first zoo, has attempted to recreate the traveling that animals do in the wild. And we see a more information word there, recreate. If you recreate something, then you make it again. Nathaniel, how can you use the word recreate?
Well, here we're talking about a recreation of the kind of traveling that animals can do in the wild, but of course zoos also try to recreate an animal's natural environment, no matter what area of the world they're from.
That's right. Now, is there another way you can use the word recreate, Gabe?
Well, yes, there is. Actually, I did a lot of acting while I was in university, and on stage, sometimes you have great moments. And I try to recreate those moments. I want that moment to happen again in the next show. Of course, you can never predict. You never know what it's going to be like. It's hard to truly recreate a moment.
That's right. So you can recreate something that you've done before, or you can try to recreate a habitat. Here we have a trail that animals are used to traveling in the wild. And we continue with the treetop trail. A 700-foot elevated passageway allows monkeys to wander outside their enclosure. So we have a key word here in this sentence, and it is elevated. If something is elevated, that means it is raised. It is above where you would normally be. What is something that can be elevated, Gabe?
Well, here in this lesson, we're talking about an elevated passageway. That's kind of like a high walkway or trail. Usually it's kind of like a bridge, actually, among the trees, an elevated passageway. I would say an elevated walkway. But what's something else that could be elevated, Nathaniel?
Well, you could also say that your expectations were elevated. Maybe you weren't really looking forward to going to this small zoo, and then you looked at the map and saw everything that was there, and your expectations rose. They were elevated.
Yes, so you can have your expectations elevated, or you can have something elevated above you. Now, at the end of that sentence, there's a word enclosure, which reminds me of a word we had yesterday in our keywords. It was enclosed. So an enclosure means where you put something. It is enclosed inside an enclosure. Where might you find an enclosure, Gabe?
Well, as you can see at the zoos, you could find enclosures. These enclosures have different animals inside. These animals are enclosed inside. They're enclosures. So that's where you could see an enclosure at the zoo. But I also see another word here in this sentence, and I know that Liz talked about these kinds of words yesterday in the grammar gym. You see that word in quotations. The word wander is in quotations. All right, so now you know how to use those words. I think you'll see it another time in our lesson about the zoos, so keep your eyes open for that.
Yes, so if we continue on with our article, Nathaniel, what is the next sentence?
The Great Ape Trail, also above park visitors' heads, allows the orangutans to see over large areas of the park. So this also must be an elevated area.
Yes, it does sound like it's elevated, and we see that the trails provide engaging experiences for the animals and allow people to observe the animals in new ways. Now, there's a word in that sentence that I'd like to talk about as an extra word, engaging. If you engage something, then you are very active. How is another way you can use the word engaging, Nathaniel?
Well, engaging is something that's interesting, something that gets your attention, and I think there is something very engaging about seeing an animal in the wild. It's always very interesting to watch them there.
I think so, too. You can see an engaging, or you can have an engaging conversation as well about these animals in the wild. So different things can be engaging. It's just something that attracts you or interests you. It holds your interest. It is engaging. And, of course, we know that learning with Studio Classroom is an engaging activity for you every day.
That's right. And if you want to say a movie is engaging, you can also use it that way. A movie is very interesting and keeps your attention. It is engaging. Well, continuing on, we see that additional trails are planned. And children 1 to 11 can have a memorable birthday party at the zoo featuring a fun and educational presentation. Now, we see the word presentation at the end of that sentence, and that is a key word for today. Gabe, what is a presentation?
Well, a presentation, it could be a kind of show. It's something that someone presents to you. They have planned it, they have prepared it, and it could be just one person or lots of people that put on a special program. It's a presentation. Studio Classroom is a kind of presentation, actually. What other kinds of presentations are there, Nathaniel?
Well, you often have to give a presentation in class. Maybe your class takes a visit to the zoo, and once you go back to class, at some point you may have to give a presentation for others to listen to.
That's right. So you need to present some information in your presentation, give a little bit of extra information. Well, now I think it's time for us to take a little break and see what Michelle has to present to us today in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 recreate 这个动词。RE 这个字首有再一次的意思，而 create 是指创造，所以 recreate 是指重现或者是重建。例如 ,the stage was designed to recreate a medieval castle. 这个舞台的设计是为了重现中古世纪的城堡。或者是 Wesley is trying to recreate his life after the tragedy. 经过这场悲剧，Wesley 现在正试着重建他的生活。接下来我们来看的是 elevated 这个形容词。elevated 本来是提高 elevate 这个动词的过去分词。当它当形容词的时候，在这里是指升高的、提高的或者是高架的。例如 an elevated highway, 高架高速公路。或者是 an elevated railway, 高架铁路。或者是 the elevated platform on the stage collapsed during the performance,表演的时候，舞台上垫高的平台塌了下来。
Today we've been learning about what is new at the Philadelphia Zoo, and it seems like they've got a lot of great exhibits there. You can see animals wandering around in an elevated platform above your head. You can also have a great birthday party for those who are age 1 to 11. There are also large areas of the park filled with orangutans. Well, let's continue on with the rest of today's reading and learn something about the Bronx Zoo.
What's new at the zoo? The Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo in New York City houses 6,000 animals and works to save wildlife and wild places. Those who want to sleep with zebras have a chance at this zoo. Special overnight safaris allow families to camp out on the zoo grounds and meet some amazing animal guests.The Congo Gorilla Forest allows visitors a look into the heart of Africa. Watch more than 20 lowland gorillas romp among the trees.
Well, it would be quite interesting to be able to see all those gorillas romping around the Bronx Zoo. Now, Nathaniel, where is the Bronx Zoo?
Well, the Bronx Zoo is in New York City, just north of it. Just as this sentence says, the Bronx Zoo in New York City houses 6,000 animals and works to save wildlife and wild places.
So it sounds like a pretty good zoo, and it's in New York, so it must be very popular. Now, there's a word in that sentence, houses, instead of houses.Gabe, can you tell me why we would say houses instead of houses?
Well, that is a good question. You can hear a little bit of a difference, right? Usually you use this word as a noun. I live in a house, H-O-U-S-E. Here it's spelled the same, but that first S is a little bit different. It sounds like a Z. For some words, when you change them into a verb, that S will turn into a Z sound. So it becomes houses.As you can see, this Bronx Zoo in New York City houses 6,000 animals. So it's not houses, it's houses 6,000 animals.
That's right. And we see that it works to save wildlife and wild places. So it sounds like it's doing a very good job to really help animals. Mm. Well, continuing on, Gabe, would you please read the next sentence?
Of course. Those who want to sleep with zebras have a chance at this zoo. Well, I've never really thought about that before. Nathaniel, have you ever thought about sleeping with zebras?
No, I don't think about sleeping with animals in general, actually. But at the zoo, we see that special overnight safaris allow families to camp out on the zoo grounds and meet some amazing animal guests.
Well, that does sound like a lot of fun, and we see in this sentence a key word, overnight. Now, if you do something overnight, then it happens during the night time, over the night time, overnight. Nathaniel, according to this article, what can you do overnight?
Well, there are, you can go to a safari overnight where you can meet many kinds of animal guests, amazing animal guests even.
That's right. So you can do that overnight. What is something else that you can do overnight, Gabe?
Well, you can use this word as an adverb as well. You can stay overnight at your friend's house or stay overnight somewhere that you don't usually do. So to stay overnight. So you can stay overnight somewhere or you can go to an overnight safari or something like this, something that keeps you up all night.
That's right. And we see that this overnight safari allows families to camp out on the zoo grounds. And if you camp out, it sounds like you're going camping. Is that what they're doing, Gabe?
Actually, that's a good question. Usually I use that phrase camping out or camping somewhere. That's kind of far away from home, maybe in the mountains, and you're staying overnight with a tent. I don't know if they have tents here at this zoo. Maybe it's just regular rooms that you could stay in. Or maybe you're just really sleeping outside on the ground, but you're camping out. That's just a way to say that you're not inside your house. You're camping out somewhere different.
That's right. And now I think that Ken and Steve have a little more information for us in the information cloud.
We learned in our lesson today that you can camp out on the zoo grounds at the Bronx Zoo. Let's look at this word grounds more closely, Steve.
Okay. Well, we all know that the ground is the surface on the earth that we walk on. However, grounds, when used in the plural, refers to the land that surrounds a building or buildings on a certain piece of property, like school grounds, or it could be land that is designated for a special purpose, like fairgrounds or burial grounds.
So the zoo grounds is the land in and around the buildings and cages of a zoo. Now, there's another usage of grounds with an S that refers to the basis or reason for some action that you want to take.
Yes, a person may resign from his job on the grounds of ill health. And that means the reason for his resignation is because of ill health.
And this usage is plural also. You know, Steve, I have another usage of grounds that I know you'll appreciate. Coffee grounds.
Ah, yes, that's right. Coffee grounds are the sediment found at the bottom of the pot after you brew a pot of coffee.
我们都知道 ground 是地面，这个是一个单数名词。He is sitting on the ground, 他坐在地上。但注意在今天的课文中出现了 grounds, 复数。用复数形表示一个建筑物或者一个特定地方周围的庭园或院子。比如说 the school grounds, 在学校围墙内的地。或是 private grounds, 私有的土地。因此课文中的Zoo grounds 是指动物园的园区。那复数的 grounds 还有另外一个意思，表示动机、理由。比如说 ,he resigned on the grounds of ill health, 他因病辞职。grounds 也可以指沉淀物，因此 coffee grounds 就是咖啡渣。这就是今天的 Info Clouds, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, you can camp out on the zoo grounds at this zoo. Also, we continue, the Congo Gorilla Forest allows visitors a look into the heart of Africa. So this forest allows people a look into the heart of Africa. But wait a minute, there's a phrase there I want to take a look at. Into the heart of something.Carolyn, when you're at the Bronx Zoo, are you really visiting Africa?
No, you're not, but you're getting to experience and see a lot of the animals that live in Africa, so it's almost like being there. And here we see the heart of something. The heart just means the center of Africa, so it's like you're really there.
That's right, the heart of something. Usually I think of this phrase to use when you're talking about a big place, like the Amazon. We're going into the heart of the Amazon. That means we're going to experience what's really there in the Amazon. How else can you use this phrase, Nathaniel?
A common expression is the heart of the matter. Hmm. The most important part of a question or a problem, the real issue, is the heart of the matter.
All right, so there are different ways you can use this phrase, into the heart of something, or the heart of something. Well, let's continue. Our last sentence here is, watch more than 20 lowland gorillas romp among the trees. We see a word bank word there. It's kind of a fun word to use, romp. Carolyn, can you tell us about this word?
Well, the word romp makes me think of something that is moving very quickly, but it's not moving very smoothly, kind of back and forth. And it's having a lot of fun while it's doing this. So a lot of times I might think that puppies, when they're playing and running at the same time, will be romping through the yard.
All right, so little puppies might romp through the yard. Do people romp? Well, I guess maybe we can romp if we're not running smoothly, we're not walking smoothly, we're just having a fun time, we might romp as well. But usually I think of animals when I use this word. How else might you use that word, Nathaniel?
This is another word that can be used as a noun. People can definitely have a romp, mm-hmm. even if they don't romp. Like, it was a romp to watch the zookeeper feed the lion. It was a lot of fun. Had a good time doing it. It was a romp.
All right, it was a romp, so you can use this word in that way too. Remember that, friends. Romp could be a verb or a noun. Well, you see that these gorillas romp among the trees, and we're going to do something completely different now. We're going to enjoy a review skit and then spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Good morning, Mr. Zookeeper.
Ginger, where can you peer at a giraffe?
Africa.
Where can you marvel at an elephant?
In Africa.
Where can you do those things without going to Africa?
Oh, at the zoo.
Yes, zoos give people a chance to get up close to animals.
And it gives animals a chance to get up close to people.
That's right, Ginger. But some zoos offer even more.
Ooh, like what?
Well, in Singapore, you can eat breakfast with orangutans.
Whoa, breakfast with people. I like that. Mm-hmm. People can get to know me more.
That's right. And get an in-depth look at other animal residents.
Yeah. What else is new at the zoo?
How about a night safari? Get a glimpse of nocturnal animals at night.
Ooh.
You can also walk the leopard trail.
What will I see?
Flying squirrels, Asian otters, and leopards, of course.
Sounds scary.
Don't worry, they're in an enclosed habitat.
Good.
So, let's go see what's new at the zoo.
Can I finish my breakfast first?
Oh, sure.
All right, 接下来我们来看的是 overnight 这个形容词。 Overnight 是指整晚的或者是晚上的。 例如 Timothy took an overnight train to Chicago. Timothy 搭了夜车到芝加哥。 或者是 the fare of an overnight flight is cheaper. 夜间航班的价格比较便宜。 Overnight 也可以当副词。 例如 marinate the beef overnight. 这个牛肉要腌过夜。 最后我们来看的是 romp 这个动词。 Romp 是指嬉闹或玩耍, 它是一个不及物动词, 后面要加上介系词才能加受词。 例如, the kids are romping about on the playground. 孩子们在游乐场上到处玩耍嬉戏。 Romp 也可以当名词, 意思是指嬉闹或玩闹, 是一个不可数名词。 例如, his romp through the woods was fun. 他在森林里面玩得很开心。 And let's get back to our program.
Today we've talked about two great zoos where you can interact and have a lot of fun with many different animals from different places. And it makes me wonder, what animal experiences have you had? Have you ever had a great memory with an animal? Nathaniel, do you have a memorable animal experience?
Well, I do remember one time when I was living in a dorm during high school, there were some baby birds, actually quite large baby birds, that had started to live on our back balcony, and we had to get them taken away so they would be safe. It was kind of an interesting process to watch.
That would be an interesting process, and it could also be very noisy. What about you, Gabe?
Well, my parents have a picture of me eating their dog's food when I was like 5 years old. And that's quite a memorable picture if you ask me.
Oh, so you ate some dog's food. And there are certainly many memorable animal experiences. And I hope that you have one as well. And we will see you next time here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Tom's eyes went to Injun Joe's face, and he couldn't speak at first. But after a few moments, he was able to answer,
"In the graveyard."
"A little louder, please. Don't be afraid. You were..."
"In the graveyard."
Injun Joe's smile showed that he didn't think his witness was important. The lawyer for the defense went on,
"Were you anywhere near Horse William's grave?"
"Yes, sir."
"Speak just a little louder. How near were you?"
"As near as I am to you now, sir."
"Were you hidden or not?"
"I was hidden."
"Where?"
"Behind the trees, right at the edge of the grave."
Injun Joe made a very small movement of surprise.
"Was anyone with you?"
"Yes, sir. I..."
"Wait a moment. You needn't tell us the name yet. We'll call that witness at the right time. Did you carry anything there with you?"
Tom didn't answer at once. He looked uncertain.
"Don't be afraid, my boy. There is no harm in the truth. What did you take there?"